Hey everybody, Nick Bolowski here from the PGA. We're here talking with Hayden Yesberg, who is a student who's just finished the 2019 PGA Performance Program. So we're just going to have a bit of a fireside chat, if you will, and just talk about Hayden's upbringing, how he came to the Performance Program, and kind of the key learnings that he got from year 2019. So Hayden, thanks for chatting with us today, mate. Tell me about your background before you actually came to the Performance Program. Where are you from? What was your golf like? That sort of thing.
Originally coming from Queensland, I'd finished high school and looked to get into a PGA traineeship and had actually tried, but was unsuccessful initially. And so for a couple years was sort of, I'm not sure where I wanted to go with my golf, just working full-time pretty much. And then I guess from there the stars aligned for me to be able to take the leap and come down here and join the program.
What sort of jobs were you doing, mate, before you actually came down? You said just there you were working full-time. What were you working in, golf or outside of golf?
Pretty much all outside of golf. I've done things from personal training to labouring to filling shelves at supermarkets, anything, any of that sort of stuff, really.
Yeah. So how old were you when you first started playing?
I believe I was 11 years old when I first picked up a club. So yeah, it's been about 10 years now that I've been in the game.
So even when you were working full-time, did you find the golf fire was still burning, so
to speak? Absolutely. Yeah, I still loved playing in all amateur events that I could, whether it be just a Sunday comp or pennants or club champs, whatever it could be. I'd love to get stuck into.
So what made you sort of decide to come down to Melbourne for the Performance Program?
I think I was a little bit sort of, I knew I wanted to do something in the golf industry, but was a little lost as to what it was I wanted to do and what was actually out there. And so I felt that was probably the best move for me to make as far as sort of getting some direction and helping myself improve along the way.
So I guess you moved down from Queensland to Melbourne this year, 2019. What were some of the challenges that you experienced early? I guess you were, away from home, so to speak, away from the parents, away from support. What were some of the challenges you experienced early?
Like you mentioned, first time out of home and moving interstate. So for the first time ever, friends and family I could only sort of reach them over the phone. I wasn't able to sort of drive and see them if need be, which was a bit of a culture shock, really. And then coming down to a new city was interesting, familiarising myself with the city and my surroundings.
Shopping in new supermarkets and driving on new roads.
Just little things. It made it surprisingly big difference.
Did you know anybody in Melbourne before you came down, or do you only have acquaintances? Or
only people I sort of knew of, no close friends or anything like that.
So throughout the year, was there a moment in particular where you all of a sudden felt comfortable, or was it more of a gradual process over a number of months?
I think as far as getting comfortable and sort of getting comfortable within my game and that sort of stuff, it was pretty gradual, and sort of that sort of grew and grew throughout the year. But as far as being comfortable with joining the program and knowing I've made the right decision, I feel like I was pretty comfortable with that straight away. As soon as I came down and got started, I sort of knew I was in the right place.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you didn't actually have much of a coaching influence before you came down, did you? You didn't really have that many lessons or coaching sessions from PGA professionals beforehand?
No, not at all. I'd had 5 or 6 coaches over the time that I've been playing, and very infrequent lessons. So I certainly wouldn't say I had much coaching.
So I guess your golf ability before you got here was kind of homemade, as you said, some infrequent lessons, but really just your own, I guess, natural sporting ability and your own ideas on golf just kind of blended into one.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Pretty much not far off self-taught, really. Just because I'd get a lesson and sort of not have any guidance from there on, and it'd be pretty hard. So I was just sort of found a way to sort of do my own thing and make that work for the most part.
Oh, it's a good skill to have, I think.
Yeah.
So tell us, what did you enjoy the most about the performance program?
I think there was a lot of, obviously, coming down here and having incredible facilities for practice and learning was awesome. Just having that at your disposal day in, day out was, it was just unreal and, like, obviously nothing I've ever had before. Mm. Obviously, I got the chance to make some good relationships with people, with Munich and all the other participants this year, as well as people like Scott. It's been just a really good year.
Just to interject, did you enjoy or grow to like the week to week grind of training, or was that, how did you feel about that? Was that something that you felt you're able to get yourself up for, or was it monotonous at times? Because I guess coming from Queensland, where the weather's always pretty good, Melbourne, it's not snowing here, but we have some cold days and some long, arduous, torturous winters. So how did you find that, I guess, the day-to-day aspect of having to get yourself up for training and playing?
I think at the start it wasn't too difficult because I was very hungry to sort of get stuck in and improve, and just wanted to get better. But I like throughout the year, especially coming into winter, I guess that's a long time to sort of stay hungry and stick with the day in, day out grind. Mm. But
it's where the improvement comes from, though. And it's one of those tough ones where it might be winter, it might be cold outside, but for the most part, all the important things that we're trying to do, the tournaments, maybe it's the applications for trainee programs or tool school or whatever it is, they're always just around the corner. And if you take your foot off the pedal, so to speak, in winter, or you get a bit lazy, then you find you're not going to perform well when it actually counts.
So you just got to keep that end goal in mind and remind yourself why you're doing it.
That's a really good point. So tell us, what were some of the key learnings that you'll, I guess, take with you moving forward?
I think because I'll be heading into a PGA traineeship, I think a lot of it will be just based around sort of having learned and sort of observed what it means to be a professional in the industry, having been surrounded by top class professionals throughout the year. It's sort of been a really good experience looking into where I want to go in the future, and I think there'll be some valuable lessons I've learned just observing those around me.
Mm. Do you think throughout the year you really learned to, I guess, manage your time well?
Yeah, for sure. I think that also at the start of the year came back to being out of home for the first time, just sort of finding time for all the little things you just didn't have to find time for before. Just I think time management's definitely improved, and I'll definitely be better for it in the future.
So in a golf sense, is there anything that really sticks out for you that you kind of need to do to keep improving? Is it maybe just to maybe prompt you a little bit, is it work on the short game? Is it putting? Is it playing more tournament golf? Working on your swing technique?
I think, well, I mean, all of the above, really. But I think just based on recent experiences, I think tournament play would be a big thing. Just sort of learning to, just sort of getting a game to be able to cope under any sort of pressure. Because I've learned that you can be swinging not too bad, but still not play great.
Struggle with the score. It's not a trick per se, but it's one of the challenging things, isn't it, to be developing your game and working on things and still be able to perform and manufacture a score as you go.
Still make a number.
You know, you're never in a situation where you can afford to take 3 months off and just rebuild things and work on things. It's a tournament based game, isn't it? So you've got to be playing in tournaments, doing the best you possibly can, and still developing your game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think now, as you move through the professional ranks, as you said earlier, going into the trainee program, that's one of the big things, isn't it? You've got to be able to put a score on the board every week and still work on your game and get better and manage all the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I think we'll finish up on that note. So, Hayden, thanks very much for your time today, and best of luck in the future.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much.